Morning, everybody. We're going to open the service with prayer in just a minute. I want to let you know about a few things that are going on in the worship guide before we do that. First of all, on Thursday nights, we started this past week our Set Free small group at the Golden Ranch Firehouse at 7 o'clock. It was a really, really good session this past Thursday, kind of introduced the whole topic. So I don't think it's too late if people want to come and join us, right? They can show up on Thursday night and... Well, yeah, it's not for kids though, buddy. Yeah, got to be grown up. Yeah, I know you do. Make sure you look through the rest of your worship guide too. We've got a Thursday morning men's Bible study that's going on. We've got women's small groups that are taking a week off this week, but kicking off again next week. We've got our Wednesday night prayer night that is off this week, but kicking off again the following week. So make sure you look through your worship guide and see what's going on for you there, okay? Also, we've got 40 days in the Word that's starting in just about a month. I'm excited about this, Rick Warren's latest campaign. So start telling people about it, get people excited about it. We're going to have small groups, we're going to have sermons on Sundays geared towards the topic, and it's going to be great. So make sure you look forward to that, all right? It's funny, Fred's first song he's going to lead us in this morning is Open the Eyes of My Heart, right, Fred?
That's right.
And it's really funny because in our Set Free group Thursday night, the speaker was talking about how we need to quiet ourselves and listen for God's voice and ask Him to open the eyes of our heart. Those are the exact words that he used. And I said, wow, Fred's singing that on Sunday. So that's perfect. But 2 Corinthians 4, verse 18 says, so we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. So can we all stand together and ask God to open the eyes of our heart to see what He has for us today? Heavenly Father, I thank You so much, Lord, for this time to gather together and worship You. Lord, You are so amazing, Lord, and I want to dedicate this morning to You. Come and join us, Father. Let us let Your presence be felt here today. In Jesus' name, amen. Does anybody need a worship guide that has the songs in it? The lyrics? Okay.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see You. I want to see You. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see You. I want to see You. See You high and lifted up, shining in the light of Your glory. Pour out Your power and love as we sing, holy, 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 holy. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see You. I want to see You. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see You. I want to see You. See You high and lifted up, shining in the light of Your glory. Pour out Your power and love as we sing, holy, 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 holy. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see. I want to see you. Praise God. Hallelujah. I was spent some time reading in the book of Daniel in the last few days, and one of the interesting characters from the Old Testament has got to be most interesting is Nebuchadnezzar. I mean, you see this guy, and he, all the things that God attempted to show him through Daniel, through Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and, over and over again, and he just, he'd be, one minute he'd be saying, wow, this is the real God that you guys serve. And the next minute he'd be, well, he's like he's just another God, you know. Boy, just pray that as people of God here, man, we don't need to see the kinds of things that he had the chance to see. Just to follow God, you know, just to understand it. Let our eyes really be open to who he is. We're going to sing Crucified. I'm sorry, it's not called Crucified. I've got the wrong title for this. It's, okay. Above all powers, above all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man, you were here before the world began. Above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known, above all wealth and treasures of the earth, there's no way to measure what you're worth. Crucified, laid behind a stone, you live to die, rejected and alone, like a rose trampled on the ground. You took the fall and thought of me above all. Above all powers, above all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man, you were here before the world began. Above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known, above all wealth and treasures of the earth, there's no way to measure what you're worth. Crucified, laid behind a stone, you live to die, rejected and alone, like a rose trampled on the ground. You took the fall and thought of me above all. above all powers, above all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man. You were here before the world began. Above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known, above all wealth and treasures of the earth, there's no way to measure what you're worth. Crucified, laid behind a stone, you lived to die, rejected and alone, like a rogue, trampled on the ground. You took the fall, thought of me above all. Like a rose trampled on the ground, you took the fall and thought of me above all. Praise God. God can make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide, hold me closely to His side. With love and strength for each new day, He will make a way. He will make a way. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide, hold me closely to His side. With love and strength for each new day, He will make a way. He will make a way. Change my heart, oh God. Make it ever true. Change my heart, oh God. May I be like You. Change my heart, Lord. Change my heart, oh God. Make it ever true. Change my heart, oh God. May I be like you? You are the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make me. This is what I pray, what I pray. Change my heart, oh God. Make it ever true. Change my heart, oh God. May I be like you. You are the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make me. This is what I pray, what I pray. I want to be more like you. I want to be more like you. I want to be a vessel you work through. I want to be more like you. Lord, I want to be more like you. I want to be more like you. Hear the cry of our hearts, Lord. We want to be vessel you work through. I want to be more like you. So, Lord, change our hearts. Change our hearts, oh God. Make them ever true. Change our hearts, oh God. May I be like you. Change our hearts, oh God. Make them ever true. Change our hearts, oh God. Make them be like you. You are the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make me. This is what I pray. God can make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to His side. With love and strength for each new day, He will make a way. He will make a way. We thank you, Father. We praise you, Lord. Only you, God, can make a way when there seems to be no way. We worship you, Father. We worship you, Jesus. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. Though many dangers, though many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace brought my save thus far, and grace will lead me home. The Lord has promised good to me, His word my hope secures. He will my shield and portion be as long as life endures. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. We praise you, Lord. Glory be to God.
Take a moment right now while we dismiss our children back to children's ministries. Take a moment to shake somebody's hand, give a hug. Okay, great. All right. Good to see everybody here this morning. As we move into the ministry of prayer time of our service, I do want to encourage you guys. We have some praise reports based on some of the things we've been praying for, which is pretty spectacular. First of all, you know, we've been praying for Jackie's brother Dusty, who was diagnosed with stage 4 brain cancer. They removed the tumor about 6 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago. Okay, yeah, 5 weeks ago, and they went back in, did an MRI this past week just to, they were expecting to see the tumor regrowing because it's stage 4, it's very aggressive. They were expecting to see it beginning to regrow. They were going to start them on chemotherapy that day if they found that. They did the MRI, and there was zero regrowth of that tumor so far. So, you know, that's the kind of God we serve. You could take a stage 4 tumor and just eliminate it. And it's just amazing. So continue praying for him because they're still, you know, they're going to keep monitoring him. He does start chemotherapy and radiation tomorrow because there are some cells they're concerned about. They want to knock out of there. But the tumor itself, there's no regrowth there, which is pretty amazing. And Dick was telling me this morning, Dick, you want to come up and share what's going on with your knee? Because we prayed for Dick's knee last week, and man, this story's pretty cool.
Well, I've been hobbling around for 2.5 months, and my knee was giving me such a fit. And actually, a week ago Saturday, that was the second worst day I'd had with his knee, and I thought, this thing's going to have to go through an operation or torn meniscus or one of those other fancy words they use. And so I came up for prayer last week. And the next day was the worst that I had. Thank you very much. This is not what I expected. But in the middle of the night, I must have twisted, rolled over. This thing snapped. Both the pain and the snap woke me right up. I mean, I was scraping myself off the ceiling. I thought, oh, man. And I thought, I can move it. That's better. And then through the week, I thought, yeah, this isn't that. I mean, it's tolerable. This is back to almost understandable. And then I think it was Thursday. I don't know what I was doing, but it snapped again. And it just almost left me on the ground. And I thought, no, Lord, you're healing this thing. And he did. So it's a done deal. So it's cool.
And sometimes things have to get worse before they get better, I guess. Of another moral, but yeah, God is working. You know, this is great. Is there anybody that we can pray for this morning? Yeah, I know that we do need to pray for Barbara Alstom. She's in the hospital right now. She passed out yesterday, and they're just observing her overnight. They think she's fine. They thought she might have a blood clot, but they couldn't find anything in the scans or anything. So, Karen, would you stand for your mother, while I pray? Heavenly Father, you are an awesome God. You are amazing. We worship you, Lord. And we know that you love Barbara, and we know that you have great plans for her still. You're not taking her from us anytime soon. So, Lord, we pray that you would just heal that body and whatever it is that's going on. Let them figure out why she fainted yesterday. And we just praise you that she was okay and that they're just observing her in the hospital, Lord. I pray that you would bring her back home safely and quickly. In Jesus' name, amen.
She scared me yesterday.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
Mom.
Uh-huh.
So he says, Mom, you okay? She left.
Just glad the car was parked, huh? She wasn't in the middle of driving when that happened.
And I'm saying,
yeah.
Come on. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Don't take my mother. I told her, don't take my mother right now, please.
That's right. That's right. Evelyn.
My mom.
Mm-hmm. But she was brought to the emergency midnight.
Okay.
And they said they have to do the operation right away, and otherwise they'll be bad.
Okay.
So they operated on her, and she got through it. She's in ICU right now. Her blood pressure is low.
Okay.
And she's hooked up with a lot of machines right now.
Okay.
So my sister is taking care of her.
Okay.
And it so happened that Mary June, my niece, are on the way to the Bay Area to celebrate the second child's birthday.
Okay.
So she was able to see my mom.
Okay. Okay. So they live in the Bay Area?
They live in Santa Maria, California.
Okay.
They always drive to the Bay Area.
Okay. Gotcha.
But God is amazing because he set this event in a way that glory will be given to him, because if Mason wasn't born this month, then I don't think they'll be in the Bay Area for the celebration and stuff. I was just amazed that my sister got the support that she needed, because she was struggling.
God will make a way, right?
Yeah, exactly. And he just closed right there in the house when I heard about that. And I know that there's no sense for me to be up all night, since God will be up 24 hours anyway. So God gave me peace to fall asleep.
Good.
And I was so thankful for his faithfulness that my mom got through.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
She's 87 years old.
Wow, okay. Yeah.
So I would like to prepare for a speedy recovery.
Okay.
And strength for my sister.
Okay. Heavenly Father, we just we lift up Evelyn's mother to you, this surgery that she just had. Lord, I pray for a quick recovery for her. I pray that you would reach down and heal that body and knit up those cuts they had to make, and the organ, the things they had to remove, Lord, the hernia they had to remove. I pray that you would just heal it all up quickly, Lord. Let her get back on her feet and back with her family out of the hospital as quickly as possible. You are the master healer, and you are amazing, and we trust you. Thank you so much for the peace that you've given Evelyn through this, Lord. I pray that you would give peace to everyone else as well that's involved in this situation. Thank you that that Evelyn's sister was able to be there for her mother, Lord. And pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Yeah. Well, let me thank God for all of these answers to prayer that we've gotten this week, all right? Heavenly Father, I thank you so much, Lord, for your provision over us. You are amazing, Lord. And thank you so much for your answers to our prayers. Thank you for hearing our prayers. And thank you for the answers that you've given us. Lord, you are an awesome God. And we praise you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Right. That's right. Uh-huh. Exactly right. Yeah, let's we're going to worship the Lord now. We're going to continue to worship him with his tithes and our offerings. I want to encourage you again to continue to give, continue to be faithful to what God wants you to do. Okay? So let me pray for the tithes and offerings. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for this group of people that's here with us today. Thank you for your provision over us. Thank you for providing for our needs. Lord, right now, we want to give just a little bit back to you. So Lord, I lift up these tithes and offerings to you. I ask that you bless them. I ask that you multiply them. Bless Pathway of Hope, Lord, because we're chasing after you. In Jesus' name, amen. Go ahead and pass those buckets.
I have a crazy report.
Yes, Karen.
I went to the doctor's Thursday afternoon.
Uh-huh.
They checked my throat.
Checked your throat.
Scoped down.
Right.
And they said my thyroid is
Your thyroid is swollen. Okay, when they looked at you. Yeah, we prayed for your throat last week. That's right. Yep.
He's still saying, no hot dogs.
Right.
I don't like anything else but hot dogs.
Okay. That's great that it's not something more serious. That's terrific. I want to encourage you again. I want to let you know again that we've got this 40 days in the Word that's starting up in about a month. And this is a great opportunity to mention it to people that you know. A lot of people know Rick Warren's name and know what he's about and like his stuff. And so just by mentioning it to people, you might be able to bring people into the church that are looking for something like that. 40 Days in the Word starts third Sunday of February. And it's going to be really good, really good. It's going to be small groups meet during the week. It's going to be sermons on Sundays. There's going to be memory verses that we're memorizing every week. And it's going to be a really great opportunity for you to grow. So I want you to keep that in mind and in your prayers, that it would transform our church and transform you. Because the campaigns that I've done in the past from Saddleback have not only grown the church in numbers but in spiritual growth as well, in spiritual health, and it's always terrific. So this is his newest thing, 40 Days in the Word. We started last Sunday a new sermon series when I introduced to you the word that God had given me for 2012 for our church, right? You remember what that word was?
Reach.
That's right. You know, God's given me a word for our church over the past few years, and this year He's given me the word reach, and that's our responsibility as a church and as individuals to be reaching up towards God in worship. Right? Worship and praise, and reaching out to other people, not only in caring for their needs and helping them, but also in bringing the gospel to them, reaching out to them and sharing with them the love of Jesus and telling them how much God wants to do for them and how He wants to transform their lives. That's our responsibility as a church and as Christians, to do that, to reach out and tell people how much God loves them. So I took the word reach, that's five letters, and I made an acronym out of it, where each letter of the word reach stands for an aspect of reaching out and reaching up. We're going to spend the next 5 weeks going over the different aspects of reach. So the word R, if you want to write this down on your note sheet, stood for revel in God's presence. And that's really the foundation for our church being able to reach out towards others. And it's the foundation for you as individuals to be able to reach out to the people around you in your circle of influences. You've got to spend time in God's presence. You've got to just revel in His presence. Just be amazed by Him, right? A lot of people, when they hear the word worship, a lot of people, what comes to their mind is Sunday mornings, right? You show up to church on Sunday morning, and you sing praise and worship. Fred led us in worship this morning, and that's what worship is to people, just singing songs on Sunday mornings. And that is worship, but that's not all that worship is, right? And other people, when they hear the word worship, some people that are a little more spiritually mature or been around a little while longer, they may hear the word worship, and what comes to their mind is their time alone with God every day, spending time with God, worship, you know, worshiping with Him, that hour or half hour or 20 minutes every day that you spend reading God's Word, praying, maybe journaling, writing down what God's telling you. And when they hear the word worship, that's what comes to their mind. And that's true. That is worship. That is one aspect of worship, and that's important. It's critical. But that's not all that worship is, right? It's more than just reading the Bible and saying a prayer. It's a real relationship where you're spending time and what it is, what worship really is living every day in the presence of God. It's just everything you're doing in God's presence. And He's right alongside you every day. And everything you're doing, and whatever it is that you're doing it as an act of worship to God. And whatever it is you're doing, you are spending it reveling in God's presence. Just basking in His glory. That's what worship really is. It's a way of life. It's a heart condition. Right? That's what worship is. Worship is the foundation for everything that we do as believers. Everything that we do as a church and everything that you do as an individual needs to be that worship, that base of worship, that relationship with God needs to be there first. You know, we can do good things for people. We can reach out to people like I've been talking about. We can care for their needs. We can bring them food. We can go mow their lawn. But if we're not doing it with a heart for Jesus and a heart to share God's love with them, then what's the point? Why bother? What's your motivation for doing those things? So we need to spend every day reveling in God's presence, living in God's presence, whether you're at work, spending time with your family, or out shopping, driving your car around town, whatever it is you're doing, live in God's presence the entire time that you're doing it. So I have a few points about worship that I want you to remember. You can write these down on your note sheet. And the first is this: worship involves something bigger than ourselves. Worship involves something bigger than ourselves. A lot of us, just because of the way we live our lives and the things that happen to us, we get locked into seeing only the world around us. Right? That's why we sang this morning, "Open the eyes of my heart," because there's more than just what we can see, the circumstances that are around us, right? We have a God who's bigger than that, and we need to have Him open our spiritual eyes so that we can see that He's moving all around us in those circumstances. Worship involves something bigger than ourselves. When back in the 1990s, when the United States attacked Iraq and trying to take down Saddam Hussein the first time, George Bush sent troops in there, Kuwait and all that thing. Remember the very first night that we attacked, you remember what the United States did? They sent missiles and bombers and they just overwhelmed the Iraq military, the Iraqi military, just by sending everything at once. That was the shotgun approach. Let's just bomb everything. Every military base we know about, every missile silo we know about, everywhere, every military leader, their home, let's just throw a missile at them and let's bomb everybody as much as we can. It was called shock and awe, right? Because the point was to overwhelm them, to say, this, you picked on the wrong guy. You know, the United States is bigger than you, we're stronger than you, and we're going to take you out. You know, so we tried to scare them into submission, right? Just through the shock and awe campaign. And we need to have a little bit of the same view of God as what the Iraqi people ended up having of the United States. Instead of shock and awe, though, it should be wonder and awe, right? knowing that God is so much bigger and more powerful. And Fred, if you could get your guitar for me. Our God is so magnificent and so much bigger than anything that we can comprehend. We sing songs about that all the time, right? We sing, How Great is Our God. We sing, God of Wonders Beyond Our Galaxy. We sing, I asked Fred to play this song. I asked him about 10 minutes ago if he knew it off the top of his head, and he said, yeah, he's played it for us before. I stand in awe of you. Yeah. So can we all stand together in awe of Jesus and sing this song together?
You are beautiful beyond description, too marvelous for words. You're too wonderful for comprehension, like nothing ever seen or heard. Who can grasp your infinite wisdom? Who can fathom the depths of your love? You are beautiful beyond description, majesty enthroned above. And I stand in awe of you. I stand in awe of you. Holy God, to whom all praise is due, I stand in awe of you. I stand in awe of you. I stand in awe of you. Holy God, to whom all praise is due, I stand in awe of you.
Thank you, Fred. That's the kind of God we serve. God is so much bigger than us, so much bigger than anything we can comprehend. So often the benediction I give you, right? Now to Him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we can ask or imagine, right? That's how big our God is. That's the God that we worship. God is so much bigger than ourselves. Hebrews 12:28 says, therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe. And whenever you see a therefore, the verse started with therefore, whenever you see a therefore, you want to look back at the previous verses and see what the therefore is there for. And what the author there is talking about is the end of time when Jesus comes back to bring us to heaven, and how all of creation is going to end, but those that are saved are going to be in heaven with Jesus. All that's going to be left is heaven and hell, and that's it. And so this is the kind of God we serve, God with the power not only to destroy everything that exists that we know right now, but a God that is able to create something that can never be destroyed. That's the power that our God has. So worship involves something bigger than ourselves. The second thing about worship I want you to know is that worship should be a lifestyle, not an event. Worship is not just singing on Sunday morning. Worship is not just spending time with God every morning before work, before your day gets started. Worship is a lifestyle. And there's lots of people in Scripture that lived this lifestyle of worship, right? The prophets that were hearing from God regularly, they lived this lifestyle of worship, just in continuous communion with God. Abraham lived this lifestyle of worship. Noah lived a lifestyle of worship. But the one that I identify the most in Scripture is King David. He lived this lifestyle of worship. He was the author of most of the Psalms that we have in the Bible. And he was connected to God. And I'm reading through, actually in my Bible reading, I'm reading through his life right now. And I'm reading about the times that when he had been anointed king, but King Saul didn't want to give up the throne, and King Saul was hunting him, trying to kill him. You know? And then I'm reading about after King David was king, and his son Absalom was trying to take the throne from him, and David had to run away again and hide, be protected. No matter what, through the good times and through the bad times, David was connected to God. He was living this lifestyle of worship. And David wasn't perfect, right? David had times when he messed up, made mistakes, made bad choices. And there were always consequences for those choices. But through it all, he always came back to God. He had that humble heart, right? That recognized when he had done something wrong and repented. He didn't harden his heart. He was continually connected with God. He wrote in Psalm 95, verses 6 and 7, he says, "Come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture, the flock under His care." He compares us to sheep. And what does a sheep do? A sheep lives for his shepherd. A sheep follows his shepherd. No matter what, that's all he sees is his shepherd. And all he wants to do, his shepherd is his provider. His shepherd is his caretaker, his protector. Shepherd is his leader. And we need to have that same outlook in our relationship with God. So we need to follow Him only as our shepherd, as our leader, as our maker, as our provider, as our protector. Worship is not just on Sundays. It's not just in your tag time, your time alone with God every day. Worship is a lifestyle. Excuse me. Decline. Somebody's calling for me from Las Vegas. I don't know who that is. Worship is not just on Sundays. It's not just your time alone with God. Worship should be a lifestyle. It needs to be every day, every hour, every minute, living in God's presence. So worship involves something bigger than ourselves. Worship should be a lifestyle, not an event. And the third thing you can write down is that worship involves sacrifice. Worship involves sacrifice. And Romans 12:1 says, "Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship." For it to be really true and meaningful worship, you have to give something up. And to live a lifestyle of worship, that means that you give up your plans. You give up your dreams. You give up your hopes. You give up yourself. And you give yourself up to whatever God wants to do in your life. That's what real, true worship is. Offering yourself as a sacrifice. Lord, this is me. Do with me whatever you want to do. Show me what to do. Show me where to go. Show me what to say. That's sacrifice. And if you write one thing down on your note sheet today, write two words, nice big, bold letters. Write the word worship. Write an equal sign. And write the word surrender. Worship equals surrender. When you come to God in worship, come to Him, empty yourself of everything. And say, "Lord, I just want to worship you. Come and take me, fill me, use me." Remake me in your image. Fred sang this morning, "You are the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make me." This is what I pray. That needs to be our prayer. That's our act of worship to God. Come and remake me into whatever you want me to be. Living this lifestyle of worship, of realizing how big and powerful our God is, and sacrificing whatever it takes to please Him. It's critical to reaching others. It's critical. Because as we live out this worship in our daily lives, and as we sacrifice ourselves, and as we talk to people about how big and powerful and awesome our God is, people are going to see. People are going to see God in you. And they're going to know that there's something different. They're going to know, based on what they see in you, that God is real. And they're going to want what you have. It all starts with worship, just reveling in God's presence every day, every hour, every minute. Being in God's presence, living in God's presence. Amen?
Amen.
All right. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, you are such an awesome God. And Lord, we praise you. We praise you for who you are and for what you do for us. Lord, we worship you, and we want to be used by you, Lord. Lord, show us how to live this lifestyle of worship that I've been talking about today. Because it's hard for me to sometimes. I get distracted easily by shiny objects, Lord. We all do. Lord, we just want to worship you every day, every hour, every minute. give ourselves to you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Pastor Doug was sharing, just realizing how overused the word awesome is. You know, you watch somebody in front of a sporting event or something, and somebody makes a play, and it's, wow, that was awesome, man. You know, it's not awesome. It's trivial, and it's temporary. God's awesome. God can make a way when it seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. He will make a way. Some of us just want our hearts to be changed so that we could get to a place where our God, our awesome God, can use us. Isn't that right? Change my heart, oh God. Make it ever true. Change my heart, oh God. May I be like you. Change my heart, oh God. Make it ever true. Change my heart, oh God. May I be like you. You are the potter. I'm just the clay. Mold me and make me. This is what I pray. Change my heart, oh God. Make it ever true. Change my heart, oh God. May I be like you. Praise you, Father. Thank you so much, God.
Amen. In light of how big our God is, I'll dismiss you this morning with Ephesians 3:20 and 21. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we can ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. To him be glory in this church throughout all generations, forever and ever. And ever and ever. Amen. Thanks, guys. Hey, 2 weeks from today, we're going to have a potluck after church. There'll be more details about that next week. So look forward to that. All right? You're dismissed.